bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Hoy escucharemos la primera parte de la exitosa película musical Gigi, escrita por Alan J. Lerner, con música de Frank Loeb y dirigida por Vicente Minnelli. La película se estrenó en 1958 y fue un bombazo de público y de crítica. En su momento batió el récord de Oscars, haciéndose con 9 de ellos, incluidos el de mejor película, el de mejor director para Vicente Minnelli, el de mejor guión adaptado para Jay Lerner y la mejor canción, un premio compartido por Lerner y Loeb. Esta película, en 1991, fue destacada por el Instituto Cinematográfico Estadounidense como una de las 100 mejores películas nacionales. Se dice que Gigi fue el último gran musical de la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Curiosamente, su adaptación a los escenarios de Broadway en 1973 fue un fracaso absoluto. Bueno, entre los actores encontramos a Leslie Caron en el papel de Gigi, a Louis Jordan como Gaston Lachaille, a Maurice Chevalier como Honoré Lachaille, entre otros actores. André Prevan, un músico colaborador habitual de Lerner y Loeb, se encargó de la dirección musical y de los arreglos y por todo ello ganó un Oscar y también un Grammy. La película está ambientada en París y como anécdota les puedo contar que Lerner y Loeb, los creadores de esta película musical, pues se trasladaron una época a vivir allí para empaparse bien de la cultura y de las costumbres de esta bella ciudad. Cosas que yo creo que los directores, los escritores y los músicos han dejado de hacer ya. En fin, deberían replantearse un poquito porque a veces sus películas pues les falta ese punto, ¿no? Ese punto de magia que hace que las películas sean especiales. Pero bueno, no me voy a meter yo ahora en lo que hacen los creadores. El argumento nos lleva a París, finales del siglo XIX. Gaston Lachaille es un joven apuesto que vive la vida despreocupadamente, al igual que su tío Honoré. Pero con el tiempo Gaston comienza a aburrirse de ese ritmo de vida y también de pasar de una mujer a otra. Ahora solo disfruta del tiempo cuando lo pasa junto a una vieja amiga de su tío, Madame Álvarez, y su precoz e ingenua nieta, Gigi. Esta aún es joven, pero en su educación es muy importante que aprenda a portarse como una cortesana. En primer lugar, Gastón piensa en convertirse en su protector, pero más adelante la historia se complica, pues ya se lo imaginan, cuando descubre que se ha enamorado de ella. Bueno, quiero dedicarle esta primera parte de este musical, o el musical completo, a mi mamá, porque ella la verdad es que siempre le gustaba mucho esta película. Lo recuerdo yo desde pequeños, que siempre quería verla, y claro, nosotros éramos pequeños y a nosotros no nos gustaba tanto ir a verla. Pero me acuerdo mucho de mi mamá y se lo voy a dedicar a ella. La semana que viene escucharemos la segunda parte de esta inolvidable película musical y aquí les esperamos, en Radio Sefarad, en The Broadway a la Gran Vía.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. those little eyes so helpless and appealing. One day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven, thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
Look at all the captivating, fascinating things there are to do.
Name two.
Look at all the pleasures, all the myriad of treasures we have got.
Like what?
Look at Paris in the spring, when each solitary thing is more beautiful than ever before. You can hear every tree almost saying, look at me.
What color are the trees?
Green.
What color were they last year?
Green.
And next year?
Green.
It's a bore.
Don't you marvel at the power of the mighty Eiffel Tower, knowing there it will remain evermore? Climbing up to the sky over 90 stories high.
How many stories?
90.
How many yesterday?
90.
And tomorrow?
90.
It's a bore.
The River Seine.
All it can do is flow.
But think of wine.
It's red or white.
But think of girls.
It's either yes or no. And if it's no or if it's yes, it simply couldn't matter less.
But think of a race with your horse in seventh place. Then he suddenly begins. And he catches up and wins with a roar.
It's a ball.
Life is thrilling as can be.
Simply not my cup of tea.
It's a gay romantic fling.
If you like that sort of thing.
It's intriguing.
It's fatiguing.
It's a game.
It's the same dull world wherever you go. Whatever place you are at. The earth is round, but everything on it is flat.
Don't tell me Venice has no lure.
Just a town without a sewer.
The Leaning Tower I adore.
Indecision is a bore.
But think of the thrill of a bullfight in Seville when the bull is uncontrolled and he charges at a bold matador.
It's a bore.
Think of lunch beneath the trees.
Stop the carriage, if you please.
You mean you don't want to come?
The thought of lunch leaves me numb.
But I implore.
Oh, no, uncle. It's a bore.
A necklace is love, a ring is love, a rock from some obnoxious little king is love, a sapphire with a star is love, an ugly black cigar is love, everything you are is love. You would think it would embarrass all the people here in Paris to be thinking every minute of love. I don't understand the Parisians making love every time they get the chance. I don't understand the Parisians wasting every lovely night on romance. Anytime and under every tree in town, they're in session two by two. What a crime with all there is to see in town. They can't find something else to do. I don't understand how Parisians never tire of walking hand in hand. But they seem to love it and speak highly of it. I don't understand the Parisians. And kiss. When it's cold, they simply move inside at night. There must be more to life than this. I don't understand the Parisians, thinking love so miraculous and grand. But they rave about it and won't live without it. I don't understand the Parisians.
Tomorrow will we get? Can I watch you play roulette? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully open?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I pee your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Now, not another word. Gigi.
Let her gush and jabber. Let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused.
Stop it!
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be,
they thought of you and me.
The night they invented champagne,
they absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, a woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are.